Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The Coast Guard has suspended its search for a man who reportedly fell overboard from an oil tanker traveling past the Aleutian Islands. Petty Officer Lauren Dean says aircrew spent 14 hours searching for the 22-year-old mariner who went missing from the motor vessel Challenge Prelude on Sunday.
Due to the length of time, then with the extreme environment, District 17 Command Center made the call to suspend the search.
Coast Guardsmen covered almost 700 square miles in their search, which began south of Sandpoint. Dean says the tanker also retraced part of its own route in an effort to locate the man, whose name has not been released yet.
Situations like this are never easy. Our deepest condolences do go out to his family and friends. It is a tragedy.
The Challenge Prelude was traveling from South Korea to Anchorage when the man went missing. Dean says it's unclear why he fell overboard. Alaska banned salmon farms, saying they threaten wild fish runs. Now, Washington State is joining the cause. Its governor, Jay Inslee, has signed a ban on non-native fish farms into law. The measure gives Washington's remaining Atlantic salmon farms 4 years to shut down their operations. KUOW's John Ryan has more on the story from Seattle.
Atlantic salmon farming is nothing new to Washington State, but the collapse of a floating farm near Anacortes last August let as many as 250,000 fish escape. That great escape also led state officials, including Governor Inslee, to take a much dimmer view of the industry.
This bill will phase out non-native marine net pens in Puget Sound. These present a risk to our wild salmon runs that we cannot tolerate.
A state investigation faulted Cook Aquaculture for letting its fish farm get severely corroded and overgrown with algae and mussels. The Canadian company purchased all the salmon farms in Washington State 2 years ago. A statement from Cook says Inslee's decision to sign the bill ignores science. Tribes and environmental groups say the move will get rid of one threat to the region's wild salmon. I'm John Ryan reporting.
Winter storm warning remains in effect until noon today for the capital city, with at least another inch of snow expected, with temperatures peaking out at about 35 to 40 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.